Okay, and a good morning to everybody. So the fourth Aliyah of Emor plays a very special role in the Torah. Mo'adi Hashem Asher Tikru Otam Mikra Kodesh Sheilehei Mo'adai. The Kedusha Sazman, this is the Locus Classicus, and it concludes, as Rashi notes, somewhat surprisingly, with, Dinei Matnos Aniyam, U'kutrechem is Ketzirat Tzachem, Lo Techaleh Pa'at Tzadcha B'kutrecha, V'leke Ketzirecha Lo Tlaqeid, Lo Ani V'lager Tazom V'osam, Ani Adonai Lo'ichem. So, Rashi, based on, this Sifra asked the question of Kutzuchem, Chazar Vishina Lav Orlam Bishne Lavin. Says, okay, maybe this is just the second Lav. We already had it in Parshas Kedoshim. And then he, he quotes a different approach. Amr Rabbi Dimi, Rabbi Yosef, Maral Kassav, Lidna Bemtzer Regalim, Pesach Vatars Mikan, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Vachag Mikan, Lam Dechashikol Anosin, like a Chechavipay, Allah Ani. And there's some yourselves here, Umayser Ani Kara, Oyamalin Alav, Kilu Bana Beis Hamikdash, Vihikriv Alav, Korbanosav Besocho. It's to create, sort of an equation or a recognition of the centrality, the significance of Matnos Aniyim, that, it's no less than, observing the regalim and offering the korbanos in particular in the Beis HaMikdash. So, this is obviously Omer Darsheni, so my Kulei Hai. So I'd like to suggest that really what's going on here, both in the Pshat and, what Chazal are capturing is the idea that there are different ways of relating to Hashem, there are different ways of getting close to Hashem. Mashalama Devar Domef. In the first, second, fourth, fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we give, Meiser Sheni, meaning we go up to Yerushalayim and we're close to the Hashem that way. L'malan Tilma, the Yiras Hashem Elokecha, as it says in Parshas Re'eh. In years 3 and 6, we step back from Yerushalayim and we give Meiser Ani. Because another way of coming close to Hashem is Valachta B'drachav, is to be like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So in one parsha we said, you could be like Hashem. Hashem instituted, Kedusha Sazman, in terms of Shabbos, Manyan Shabbos Eitzel HaMo'adim, that's where Rashi starts the Aliyah, right? Hashem creates Kedusha Sazman, and we further that, and we get close to Hashem, especially by doing Aliyah L'Ragel, by going to the Beis HaMikdash, experiencing the sanctity of Kedusha Sazman. Well, we shouldn't forget at the same time that another way we experience a sense of Hashras HaShechina is through the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and by acting like Hashem, Mahu Rachum, Afatat HaRachum. And I think the Ramban's approach here even highlights that point. He says, "Al pi pshuto shel mikra, uvikutrichem es ketirah tzachav lo techala pe'asadcha bekutrichem v'laka keler tzichal lo telakeid." Is don't get so caught up in the korban haomer, in the rachis ketirchem lakod. You'll say, "Okay, so I'll sacrifice peah. It's the last, little corner of the field." Let's just say, the Ramban says, and so the korban haomer is so important. After all, this is going to trigger the sfiras haomer, which is going to trigger chag haShavuos. And how can I live without the regalim? And the Ramban says, don't privilege things over tzedakah. Don't think for a second that all of this somehow is more important than dinei tzedakah, than dinei matnos aniyim, than leket shechav v'peah. Right? It's so easy to minimize those things in the face of the chavivos of the Moadim. So right, so what's being pointed out here is that, in terms of our overall relationship with Hashem, much depends on our appreciation of Kedusha, Kedusha Sazman in particular, right, Kedusha Space HaMikdash, Kedusha Samakom, but no less on, V'halachta B'drachav. And in that respect, right, that next Rashi, Barashi says, Lo ani v'lager tazov osam, hanach l'chayim behem yolketu, v'ein l'chal l'sayeh l'achan mehem. You might think that's a little strange. Why not help them? If you're already doing the mitzvah, and this is, so important, and it's compared to the Moadim in this respect in terms of getting close to Hashem, so why not go all the way and help them? The point is obvious. Tazovo some is them. Give them this dignity, right? Let them feel like they're working, for, the Matnos Aniyim. Don't just give them a handout, right? Give them the opportunity to feel like somehow on some level they earned it, right? Protect their dignity in the process.